Hello everyone, welcome to Tech Geek through Anchor. So let's start talking tech. So guys, the first news is about Poco, and Poco launched its new phone in India, which is the Poco M2 Pro. It has launched with three variants, 464, 664 and a 6128 GB variant, and personally I literally hate the phone. Not because the phone is bad, it has a quadrant camera with a Snapdragon 720G SoC starting at 14,000 rupees. It's actually a good phone, but we have the same device, not actually a same device but an identical device from its parent company, which is Redmi Note 9 Pro. The only difference between the both is the charging speed. The Redmi Note 9 Pro comes with 18 watt charging speed, whereas the Poco M2 Pro one comes with a 33 watt fast charging support. It's literally the same phone, guys. It has the same design, same specs, same camera, same processor, same LPDDR4X RAM. It's the same phone, just with slightly different design and 33 watt fast charging support. So I actually hate the phone, and I even want to address another issue in this thing, that is privacy. So there's a lot going about privacy right now, ban of TikTok and ban of 59 Chinese apps in India, and privacy has become an important factor these days while buying a phone, whereas the Poco M2 Pro comes with an inbuilt cleaner app which sends data to an app called Clean Master, which has been banned several times in India. So I hate that, and I hope they correct it. So guys, OnePlus launched new teasers for the OnePlus Nord phone, and they have confirmed that it will have a Snapdragon 765D processor, AMOLED display which is 90Hz refresh rate, and a camera with OIS built in. That's a pretty great phone under 30,000, and some of the features have even been unheard, like OIS and AMOLED with 90Hz. So let's see what they do. So guys, the next news we have about is about Instagram, and Instagram has launched its new rival for TikTok, which is Instagram Reels. So it is a feature built in their apps, and it's not an external app, which is good. But if you're in Instagram and if you want to try Reels, you can check it out now. So guys, the next news is about Qualcomm, and Qualcomm launched their 865 plus processor today, and it is a pretty great processor, the 865 plus one, which I'm talking about. It is based on 7 nanometer processed and comes with Qualcomm Cryo 585 CPU cores with clock speeds of 3.1 GHz. Qualcomm claims that the Cryo 585 setup delivers a 10% performance boost over the normal 865. The latest chipset also comes with the Adreno 650 GPU, which also is 10% faster than the GPU present in the Qualcomm Snapdragon 865. So guys, the next news is about Quibi, the streaming service, which is again a documentary streaming service with some originals. And Quibi reportedly lost 90% of early users after their free trials expired. That must have been very bad to them, because it is a very struggling market right now in the streaming platform market, and Disney Plus right now is gaining a huge hand due to Hamilton, and Quibi has just lost more than 90% of its subscribers after the free trial was done. So guys, the last news is about Samsung, and Samsung reportedly won't include chargers with some phones starting next year. Apple also, there has been a strong lead that Apple may also do the same thing, but there has also been a strong lead about Apple that it may not include 5-watt or 18-watt chargers, but it may include a 20-watt fast charger, which is great. But in this case about Samsung, there has been a huge leak that they won't include chargers while shipping some phones next year. This may be good for some people, but it may be bad for a lot of people, because there might be a lot of people who are planning to buy a new flagship and have a phone with micro USB before, and they have to buy an extra charger and an extra cable after buying a very expensive phone. That can be very harsh. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Like, share and follow the podcast, and bye guys.